singing with robots, and coffee. This is episode 5 of Coffee with Kyles, where we meet with Voodoo Robotics out of Plano, Texas. Enjoy.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live.
You know you did, you know you did, you know you did.
And in this ever-changing world in which we live in, makes you give it a try. Da-na-na. Say live and let die.
Hey, I'm Kyle.
And I'm Kyle.
And welcome to Coffee with Kyles.
Welcome to Coffee with Kyles.
Cheers.
Cheers.
So this morning we are on site with Voodoo Robotics in Plano. We have Mr. Trevor and Mr. Aaron. Guys, why don't you introduce yourself to everybody?
I'm Trevor Blumino, CEO of Voodoo Robotics.
I'm Aaron Eubank, Vice President of Voodoo Robotics.
Okay, and we have two questions to start this off with. First question is,
how do you guys like your coffee?
You know, I like it with a little bit of a sweetener and some creamer.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I like it just like this. This is a pretty good cup. Well, maybe you should show them the coffee.
That you're right, I should. So this morning we are drinking Celtic coffee. This is out of the Chiapas Mountains of Mexico, and they are looking to bring their funding and their product to America. So we were actually given this as a gift from a nice lady named Christina Rosini.
Thank you, Christina.
Thanks, Christina.
It's very good. Thank you.
So guys, what are you? Let's start with you, Aaron. What are you most obsessed with right now? In two words,
job security.
Job security.
I think that's everybody.
And just
clarity, and Aaron works for me.
Yeah, that's right.
Nice. Did you do something? Aaron?
No.
Nice.
Perfect.
So I know you probably mean something different from that than what we're thinking. So
yeah,
what?
No, you know, for me, it's expanding my knowledge. So it's always learning about new things, technology. That's usually my core obsession here. So I work 7 days a week and I enjoy it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. You'll never work a day in your life if you love what you do.
Hey, you know, exactly. And that's why I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm also I very lucky to be in a career where I really love what I do, and you know, I feel like it really is I would be doing this even if I didn't get paid. You know, if I didn't make any money, I'd be doing the exact same thing. It feels that way to me, that it's really an enjoyable thing. So
that's awesome. That's exactly how we feel about this show, and we aren't getting paid. So Trevor, on that point, what are you most obsessed with? Two words.
I'd say two separate subjects: quality and customers. Okay. So in terms of quality, it's about delivering product that works. You know, bug-free code, hardware that works. You know, we've done quite a bit of engineering here and making sure that we do it well and properly in ways that meet customers' expectations. Very important. And then customers, you know, we're trying to grow a business here. We're trying to attract customers. It can be very difficult, you know, to get a customer to open their wallet and part with a dollar. And so, you know, we're really focused on finding new customers. If you have any out there that, you know, any company that really that has a warehouse can benefit from our technology. So.
Yeah. So Voodoo Robotics, like what you guys have, I see 3PO in the back room somewhere. Or can you explain what the company is and what you guys do?
Okay. So the full name of the company is Voodoo Robotics Warehouse Automation. So we're focused on warehouses and improving productivity in warehouses.
Yeah.
And really the difference between us and other companies that are in this space is that we're very focused on bringing modern technologies into what is a very old and staid business, you know, where people haven't, you know, innovated in a long time. And so we've got some very innovative products that we are, you know, bringing to market that I think will really help the warehouse automation field.
Yeah.
You know, we basically... we have an automatic storage and retrieval system, a robot in the back, which we can demo for you.
We just want to see the robot.
We don't even know
what we're talking. Everybody, the robot.
We're gonna catch you guys out and just show it.
R2D2.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's a pretty cool. I mean, it's not an anthropomorphic robot, like, right? You know, some people when you say robot, they think, you know, something.
And he used a word so big that I'm like, what was that
word?
I'm just saying. Anthropology.
Wait, the clothing store?
Wait, it's a clothing store?
Yeah.
That's a robotics word. So it's from my robotics education. You know, there's like the anthropomorphic and non-anthropomorphic robots, right? The ones that look and operate like humans and the ones that look and operate like something else, like some machine.
So this is
a machine, you know, it's moves around in ways that humans don't. So
for now.
Yes.
For now.
That's
right. Anyway,
that's the one product. The other product, which we're getting a lot of media attention and a lot of interest in, our focus right now as we go to this conference called MODEX, which is in this field, is on this new product, which is an IoT product, Internet of Things product, and it's wireless. It's a cloud display device, we call it. And we should probably show one on your, you know, can run some under the...
Want to grab one, Kyle?
Yeah, right behind you. But anyway, the idea is that, you know, this device, you can attach this to different locations in your warehouse. And, you know, when you send it a signal, it lights up with two custom lines of text. And you can do that directly from the Internet.
Wow.
Almost... You can actually put in a URL into your browser as long as you're logged in with your username and password. You can actually use the URL line of your browser to control these devices. Very powerful system for almost any warehouse, and you can get very good productivity gains from using these devices for, you know, pick to light. You can use it like a pick to light system or pick walls or will call areas.
Okay.
You know, even in manufacturing, you can use these for kitting and things like that. So there's a lot of interest in this sort of device. Very efficient on the batteries. Basically, it spends its life sleeping so that, you know, it saves the battery strength. But this has got a lot of very interesting attention in the media.
Awesome, yeah. Awesome. So you've been an entrepreneur now for how long, Trevor?
Well,
long time.
Yeah. I started out in California. I graduated from Berkeley. My graduate degree is from Berkeley. Did my undergrad at University of Texas.
Nice.
And then, you know, I started as a consultant for a while. And then I had a startup out in California called NewWeb, where I developed a way to measure the exposure of Internet advertising on the web. And that method and that patent that I filed back in 1996 or 1997, that's pretty much used on every website today.
Wow.
The way that they measure advertising exposure, it uses what I coined this term, client-side execution. It was really powerful system for measuring, and we sold the company to Nielsen Media Research.
Huh.
I worked for Nielsen Media for... you know, a number of years. But really, my training at Berkeley is in robotics, so this is sort of a return.
So this is like right down your alley.
This is like, I'm really returning to what I love doing.
Got it.
Building stuff. Like, you know, at Nielsen, you do a lot of business development and work like that.
Mm-hmm.
Here, I'm really building things like these devices. I mean, you can look inside the batteries and wires and contacts. I mean, I did all the soldering, all the design of the circuit board, the schematics, you know. This is all me, you know, and this is really what I love doing. It's really a lot of fun to build these kinds of things. That's what Aaron is talking about, learning. I think he's getting a lot of insight into...
Yeah, Trevor's teaching me how to solder. He's teaching me the schematics and stuff. We'll stay up here till 2 o'clock in the morning, and he'll go, Aaron, you don't need to watch me make the sausage. And I'm like, but I enjoy watching you make the sausage. So,
right? Yeah.
You know, it's gratifying to be able to have an opportunity like this to learn as much as I can and, you know, expand my knowledge.
Hmm.
So,
right. Yeah.
Which is my obsession.
What's funny about that is that in the same breath, I'm doing the same thing with him. So the yin and the yang of each other. Yeah, like we both have the entrepreneurial endeavor and spirit, but he having 32 laps around the sun and me having 30, he's inherently got more knowledge that he's learned. So when it comes to everything you guys are seeing here, I'm learning on the fly on how to use an audio piece of hardware, how to use a camera.
Whatever that thing is.
More coffee.
But, you know, I can't help but echo that because it's so cool that you two have this relationship.
Yeah.
You have the things you know, you have the things you know, but you teach each other things at the same time.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
And you know that you don't know it all, and you're willing to learn, which makes him willing to teach, vice versa here. Yeah. Is that's what we're about.
Of course. I'm learning what a millennial really is.
Don't learn it from him.
No.
No. I'm not a millennial.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently it's a bad word these days. I don't know.
Who's your biggest competition? That's the word we don't say.
I have to say, I think millennials are underrated. I think that, we've got a lot of very... You know, in every generation you have lazy people and you have people that aren't going anywhere. But I think that, you know, we've got a lot of very entrepreneurial people in this generation. And, we'll be okay.
Yeah, we'll be okay.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have no doubt about that. I mean, especially now that we have a system where we can yell at those people and say, hey, come to this lane on this aisle and pick this up. And this thing can play a song too,
can
it?
Yeah, can play custom tunes and stuff.
So for me, I could have Studio by Phil Collins going off and I'd know to go to this aisle.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
As long as I get a participation trophy today on my way back to my tiny house. That's all I care about.
We wanted playing the Live and Let Die theme. That's what we wanted.
Yeah, that's right. We do.
The voodoo James Bond.
Yeah. Guys, I understand robotics. I don't understand it, but I know the word robotics. I know the word warehouse, and I know the word automation. What in the wild, wide world of sports does voodoo have to do with robotics, and why voodoo?
Well, we came up with that name. You know, we're sitting around trying to figure out a name for a company. It's always a challenge. And so we're trying to look at some of the existing companies that are successful and, sort of characteristics about their name. And if you look at some of the successful companies, there are a lot of, vowels in the names, like Google. And then also a lot of these ooh sounds and double vowels and things like that. So, we start looking around for words that, double vowels, and voodoo, has a lot of vowels in it, so that's sort of where we came up with it. It's a good sounding word, and
a lot of people like it.
Yeah, a lot of people like the name. A lot of people recognize the name, and a lot of people actually even people that when we first came out with the company name, I met somebody and I said, I'm Trevor Bumino from Voodoo Robotics, and I knew that this person I was talking to had never possibly heard of Voodoo Robotics. And he said, oh, yeah, I think I've heard of you. And then I knew that we had a winner because, if it's like a word, a phrase that people feel like is familiar to them, you've got a good name. So.
Absolutely. I can't help but think of the James Bond Live and Let Die episode. Because there's just so much witch doctor voodoo stuff in that.
Yeah.
So the first time I saw the name, I was like, ooh, voodoo. Ooh. And then you guys with the double vowels, you're like, it is about the ooh. And I'm like, ooh. So why don't we quickly shift into a new segment that we are going to call Caffeinated Questions. And what we do is this is a lightning round of questions. We ask this or that question. So
now
that
I've load up on coffee.
Now that I've drank plenty.
It's almost gone. It's so good.
I'm done.
So, all right, I'm going to start.
Okay,
Here we go.
Ready? Beach or mountains?
Beach.
Mountains.
Well, which Bond, Connery or Craig?
Neither, because I haven't watched them.
Okay.
Connery, for sure.
Okay. The Beatles or the Rolling Stones?
Beatles.
Dallas Cowboys, Houston.
Cowboys.
Apple or Android?
Linux.
Ooh. I'll go with Android.
Okay. Android. Okay. Android's based on Linux.
Flip-flops or sneaks?
Flip-flops.
Sneakers.
Humans or robots?
Wow. Humans.
I like the robots.
Mickey Mouse, Bugs Bunny.
Bugs Bunny.
Bugs Bunny, yeah.
Okay. Batman or Superman?
Batman.
Superman.
Here's one for you. R2-D2 or C-3PO?
R2-D2 for me.
C-3PO.
All right.
Nice. RoboCop or the Terminator?
RoboCop or the Terminator? I think Terminator. Arnold Schwarzenegger, yeah.
Yeah. I'll go with RoboCop. I do like RoboCop now and then.
Fair enough.
Fried chicken or chicken fried steak?
Chicken fried steak.
Chicken fried steak.
Yeah.
Nice. Pancakes or waffles?
Waffles.
Yes. Waffles.
Yeah.
White or brown gravy?
Oh, I'm a white gravy kind of guy.
Brown gravy.
Pot roast or meatloaf?
Meatloaf.
Pot roast. Yeah.
How do you see the world? White, black, or gray?
Ooh. Gray.
Oh, I think the politically correct answer is gray.
Yeah. That's why I paused.
How do you spell gray? G-R-E-Y or G-R-A-Y?
Oh, no.
G-R-E-Y.
Yeah, same, same.
Okay. Nice.
That was good.
Manual or automatic?
Automatic.
Stick shift, manual.
Okay. Amazon, Google, or Alibaba?
Amazon, Google, or Alibaba. I'd definitely go with Alibaba.
Same.
All right, and last one, wrapping this up, heads or tails?
Heads.
Tails.
Nice.
Heads I win, tails you lose.
Yeah.
Tails never fails, but every time I flip it, it ends on heads. I don't get it.
Nice.
All right.
All right. Wrapping this up, we got one last one. The big one, the espresso shot. We're fresh out of espresso, but we're doing it anyway.
Yeah.
If I'm going to start with you, Aaron.
Okay.
If you could have coffee with any single person in the world, living or dead, who would it be and why?
I'd say Robin Williams.
Robin Williams.
You know,
it's a good one.
For me, it's Good Morning Vietnam, you know, just to chat with him and kind of see what makes him who he is, you know, because Robin Williams was my favorite,
amazing guy.
Favorite actor. So
yeah, that would be
a brilliant guy. I think just really an amazing, amazing actor.
Yeah.
So yeah. Same question for you. If you could have coffee with one person, dead or alive, who would it be and what would you talk about over a pot of coffee?
Robin Williams. No, I'm just
Did you not just listen? God,
Kyle. I think probably Albert Einstein, you know. I think that he just had such a strange and unorthodox way of seeing the world around him. Mm. You know, to conceive of some of the theories that he came up with and to sort of try and figure out, you know, what strings he pulled on in his head to go down the path that he went on. I think it's just a fascinating thing to me, to see, you know, like how does somebody like that process everyday life and how does he think? And I think that would be fascinating to talk to the guy.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I think so. Well, that wraps us up. Thanks for joining Coffee with Kyles. Trevor, could you do the honors? This ends with coffee.
This ends with coffee.
I'm out of coffee.
Here we go.
Hey, thanks for listening to Coffee with Kyles, Episode 5. For more info or to be on the show, go to coffeewithkyles.com. See you next time.